This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We are continuing in Daf HaShavua. Welcome to Rabbi Alan Sechter, who's here live, and to everyone who is on the Zoom, whether you're next door, or you're in Oklahoma, or you're in wherever you may be. Thanks for joining. Okay, so we're learning Daf Ches Amud Beis. We're learning the sugya of Sheva Brachos, and we're starting two lines in the bottom on Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara just made a statement in the name of Rav that Chasanim are part of the minyan. In other words, you need a minyan for Sheva Brachos. The Chasan could be number 10. And for the bracha for mourning, the Avel is not from the minyan. And the Gemara brought a brisa that both Chasanim and Avelim are counted. So the Gemara says you can't ask on Rav from a brisa. Rav is a Tana, and Rav being a Tana, he could argue on the brisa. So now this is where we're up to. Idmar, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chasanim min haminyan, v'ein Avelim min haminyan. Rabbi Yitzchak said the same statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Chasanim could be part of the minyan. The mourner is not part of the minyan. Meisrei will ask from a brisa, Chasanim v'avelim min haminyan. Both the Chasanim and the Avelim are part of the minyan. So, that's a stira to what Rabbi Yochanan said. So, Tosfos asks, so why can't Rabbi Yochanan just say that I hold like Rav, and I hold Rav's a Tana. And as a Tana, he could argue on the brisa. The same way when we asked on Rav, Rav said, what do you mean? You can't ask on me from a brisa. I'm a Tana. So you can't ask on Rabbi Yochanan from a brisa, because Rabbi Yochanan will just say, I hold like Rav. So Tosfos says, well, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold Rav as a Tana. Rav could say I'm a Tana. Rabbi Yochanan personally never held Rav as a Tana. Okay, so the Gemara says, Kitanya hi b'berchas hamazay. When do we say Avelim count toward the requisite tally? That's to be part of a Zimon. Ki kamar Rabbi Yochanan b'shura. When Rabbi Yochanan said Avelim are not part of the minyan, he meant when, at the end of the Kvura, after we bury the dead, the friends line up, and the Avel walks through the line, and the friends on the Shura, they console the mourner. Regarding that minyan, the Avel is not part of the requisite sum. Regarding Birchas HaMazon, he is part of the requisite sum of three. Says Gemara, Ve'elohod Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That which Rabbi Yitzchak said in Rabbi Yochanan, Mevorchin Birchas Chasanim Be'asara V'chasanim Min HaMinyan. Rabbi Yochanan said you can make Birchas Chasanim with 10. And the Chasan is part of the requisite sum. U'Birchas Avelim Ba'asara. And Birchas Avelim with Asara. Ve'ein Avelim Min HaMinyan. So now, we wanted to say that when it says Avelim Einoy Min HaMinyan, it's talking about the Shura. But now we're identifying that when we say there ain't a min haminyan, it's for a bracha. There is no bracha on the Shura. They're not giving the Avel a bracha. They're just consoling him. So what does it mean? Mi bracha b'shura mi ika. Is there any blessing on the Shura? When we say Avelim are not part of the minyan, but now we're identifying that it's referring to a bracha. There is no bracha on the line that is made to console the mourners. But rather, what was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Berachava in the street. When you would give the Avel his first Suda, his very first Suda, it had, the first Suda of the Avel is called the Sudas Havra. It has to come from the possession of others. And they would bring it out to the street, and there they would say a special blessing of Berachas Avelim. And regarding that blessing, Rabbi Yochanan said, Avelim are not min haminyan. Are you able to hear me? I hope you're able to hear me. Says Gemara, Ve'elahad amar Rabbi Yitzchak, amar Rabbi Yochanan. But then, that which Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mevarchin Berachas Chasanim ba'asara kol shiva, you can make Berachas Chasanim with 10 for all 7 days. The chasanim min haminyan. The chasan is part of the count. Ubirchas avelim ba'asara kol shiva. And the blessing for the mourners with 10 people for all 7 days. Ve'ein avelim min haminyan. They are not part of the count. So now If it's referring to the blessing on the street, there is no blessing on the street for 7 days. Berchas Rechava Kol Shiva Mi'ika. Is there a blessing on the street for 7 days? If we're now identifying that when Rabbi Yochanan said that Avelim are not Min HaMinyan, it's talking about the blessing on the street, and it's talking about the blessing for 7 days, there ain't no blessing on the street for 7 days. There's only on day one a blessing on the street, but not all 7 days. Says Gemara, no, you do have a blessing on the street for all 7 days. Mishkach Asla, you find it Bepanim Chadashais. If you have new faces that come to the Shiva that were not there previously. So it creates new pain and it reawakens the morning, and then we make another blessing on the subsequent day. Kiha de Rab Chiya Bar Abba. Like the story of Rab Chiya Bar Abba, and this is all going to illustrate that when they're panim chadashos, you continue to make the blessing on the street for 7 days. Like Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Mikri b'nei de Reish Lakish, he was the Chumash Rebbe of the son of Reish Lakish, Hava. Va'amri lo, some say Masni b'nei de Reish Lakish, he was the Mishnah Rebbe of the son of Reish Lakish. Hava shachav le'yanuka. And this Rebbe, lo'yaleinu, lost his son. So Reish Lakish, who is the father of this rabbi's student, in other words, Reb Chiya Bar Abba lost his son. Reb Chiya Bar Abba is the Rebbe of Reish Lakish's son. Reish Lakish is going to pay a shiva call. Yoimer kamaloy azlagabe. Reish Lakish did not go to be Menachem Abba on day one. Why did the Gemara tell us that? Unclear. Maybe it's trying to teach some type of daracheres that unless you're extremely close with the person, you don't go on day one. Lamachar davrei liYehuda bar Nachmanim mitorgemani. The next day, he ordered his Meturgeman. Usually rabbis would have translators. The rabbi would quietly whisper the lecture, and then he would have a person with a very loud, resounding voice who would say over what the rabbi was teaching. So he's going to the Shiva house, and he wants his Meturgeman to relay the message. Amar Lei, he told his Meturgeman, "Kum Ema Milsa Kokava Yanuka. Go say something relevant to the child who passed away." Pasach, so the Meturgeman said as follows. Va'amar, Vayar Hashem, God saw. Vayinatz, he was provoked. Mikas, banov of Noisav, from the anger of his sons and daughters, which this Meturgeman is interpreting. Dar Sha'avais Minatzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, generation that the fathers provoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God gets angry at the parents' sons and daughters. Umesim kishem ketanim, and they die when they're young. So this was the very comforting Shiva message that this Meturgeman said. Basically, when God gets angry at the parent, he kills the son and the daughter. V'ika d'amri. So now, normally there's a rule that Hashem does not punish a child for the parent's sin. But that's only when the child is above the age of Bar Mitzvah. But below the age of the Bar Mitzvah, the child is considered the domain of the parent, the owner, the property of the parent, and the child could be punished for the sin of the parent. That's one of the reasons when a kid becomes a Bar Mitzvah, the father says, Baruch Shepatrani Me'ancho Sholzeh, stating that the kid is no longer liable for the sins of the parent. Not what we usually think, that the parent is not liable for the sins of the child. Fine. V'ika d'amri, some say, Bachar Hava, the kid was a young man. V'hachi kamerle, and this was the comforting message. Again, I say that tongue-in-cheek, because Gemara is going to ask, that seems to be quite insensitive to say to a parent who lost a child, hey, it's your fault, you must have sinned. So the V'ika d'amri, some say, Bachar Hava, that it was a young man, v'hachi kamerlein, this is what he said to him, al kein al b'churav le'yismach Hashem, therefore on his young man, God did not rejoice, es yisoyma v'es almanoisav le'yirachim, and against his orphans and widows, Hashem did not have mercy, ki kulay chaneif, they are all flatterers, umeira, and evildoers, v'chol pad doiver nevala, and every mouth speaks, nevala is vulgarity, nevertheless, God did not retract his anger, which this pasuk seems to say that if somebody speaks in a debased, vulgar manner, God will punish their adult children. And the pasuk ends off, and God's hand is still outstretched against the family. The Gemara says, "Maiva oid yaday d'ntuya." What does it mean? God's hand is still outstretched against the family. Amar Rav Chanan Barav. Rav Chanan Barav said, "Hakol yoidin kala lomenechnos lechuba." Everybody knows why the bride goes to the chuba. It's in order to allow her to be intimate with the husband. But anybody who expresses that explicitly, ela kol hamenabel piv, anyone who speaks with vulgarity, umoitzi davar naval mepiv, and emits something that is of low subject, afilu nechtam lo gezar dino shosivim shana, even if it was sealed, a decree of 70 years l'toiva, nehepach olav l'ra, it is overturned for the bad. So basically, he said one of two things. Either you sinned and God took it out on your young son, or you sinned and God took it out on your older son. But the Gemara asks, Asa l'nachume tzurei kamsarle, he came to console and he's just causing pain. I mean, that's the worst thing you could say to somebody who lost a loved one. It's your fault. Says Gemara, what he was trying to say is that sometimes when the generation is unworthy, God will punish the righteous. So if God took away the child of this family, they must have been very dear to Hashem, and they're chashuv that they should be accountable for the sins of the generation. That's what he was saying, that you guys must be big tzaddikim. Chashuv atlad fusei adara. You are chashuv to be accountable for the sins of the generation. So that was the first thing Reish Lakish told his Maturgamon to say. Say something regarding the child. Amarle, he then said to the Maturgamon, Kome ema melsa keneged shivcha shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now say something relevant to the praise of God. Pasach v'amar, he began and he said, Hakel HaGadol, the great God, Beroiv Gadai, in his abundant greatness, Adir, mighty, the chazak and strong, Beroiv Nairais, in his abundant awesomeness, Mechaye meisim b'ma'amarai, he revives the dead with his words, Oise gedoilois arin cheker, he does great things that cannot be investigated, v'niflaois arin misor, and wonders that cannot be counted, Baruch ata Hashem mechaye hameisim, blessed are you God who resurrects the dead. So the second blessing said was relevant to God's power, to even though we have a situation of Misa here, but God can transform it. He has that capacity. Then Reish Lakish ordered him, Amalei, kum ema milsa keneged avelim. Now say something relevant to the mourners. So this Maturgamon said, now it's interesting, usually the Maturgamon will relay the message of the rabbi, but that they should have to come up with their own shir, it's a very interesting observation that they, you know, this Maturgamon is basically just doing his own thing. This Yehuda Bar Nachmeni. Posach v'omar. So he began and he said, Achinu hamiyugam hamadukam. Our brothers who are worn out, who are crushed, be'eval hazen this morning, tinu levavchem lachgar esois. Place to your heart to investigate this. Zoisi oimed esad. Recognize that this phenomenon of death existed always. Nasav hu mishesh yismei bereshis. It is a path from the 6 days of creation. I would ask, no it's not. Death was a well-known path from the 6 days of creation. It was like, you know, a last-second thing. Adam was supposed to live forever. So Misa first came like Erev Shabbos, right before when they were middle of the Tai Hameha. So why would we call death, okay, you want to say it existed forever? I mean, basically, it wasn't around until the sixth day. Why would we say it's in a path from the 6 days of creation? Rabim Shasu, many have drunk this bitter potion. Rabim Yishtu, many more will die in the future. Kemishta Rishonim, just like those drank in the originally, Kachmishta Achroinim. Basically, you know, we feel bad for you, but you're not the only ones who have ever experienced this. Achino, our brothers, Baal Nechamos Yenachim Eschem, the Master of Consolations shall console you. Baruch Menachem Avelim, blessed art you who consoles the mourners. So the Gemara now tweaks this blessing, because I understand you want to say many have died, but why should you say many will die? Many have drunk the the elixir of death. But why say many will drink? Amar Abaye, Rabim Shasu Lema, Rabim Yishtu Loi Lema. Abaye said, many have drunk, you should say, but many will drink, do not say. Mishta Rishayinim Lema, you want to say the original drinking, the people originally drunk from the cup of death, that you could say Mishta Achorinim Loi Lema. Don't say they will. The Amar Rab Shimon Ben Lakish, because Rab Shimon Ben Lakish said, V'chein Tanu Mishmeid Rab Yosi, likewise it was taught in the name of Rab Yosi, La'olam al yiftach adam piv l'satan. Never give Satan any good ideas. Never say something bad will happen, because by saying something bad will happen, the Satan says, Azoi, really? Okay, let's make it happen. Never say anything bad will happen, even as a joke, even as a mashal, even as, never, don't open your mouth to say something bad. Don't say, Don't run across the street, you're going to kill it. Don't say that. Avoid saying definitively a bad outcome even though you don't mean it. Well, where do we learn this from? I'm Rav Yosef Maikra. Rav Yosef said, from what pasuk do we learn this from? It says in the Navi, Yeshaya, Lule Hashem Tzvakayis, Hoisir la'anu sarid kimat kista im hayinu la'amayra daminu. The Jews said, yeah, we were wicked like Sodom. We were compared to Amayra. So really? So God said, okay, we'll destroy you like Sodom. Maya hadale, what does the Navi respond? Shimuna devar Hashem kitzinei Sodom. Listen up, you princes of Sodom. Now, we addressed the child who died. We said something about Hashem. We addressed the mourners. Now the fourth blessing, we're going to address the menachamim, the consolers. Amar Lei, Rish Lakish said, Kum ima milsa keneged menachamei abelim. Say something relevant to the consolers. Pasach v'yomar, they began and they said, Achinu, our brothers, goyim lei chasadim, b'nei goyim lei chasadim. Charitable, kind-hearted Jews, the children of charitable, kind-hearted Jews, Hamachzikim bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu, who preserved the covenant of Abraham, Shenemar, like it says, Ki yadativ, I love him, Lamana shayitzade es bana, because Avraham commands his children to follow the ways of Chesed, Achinu, our brothers, Bal Hagmul, the master of recompense, the master of reward, Yishalim lachem gmulchem, will repay you, Barcha to Hashem, Yishalim Hagmul. Then Reish Lakish said, say something relevant to all of Israel. Pasach v'yomar, he began and he said, Ribon ha'olamim, master of the worlds, pedei, redeem, v'hatzel, and save, malet, rescue, hoisha, save, amcha Yisrael, your nation Israel, min adever, from plague, min achera, from sword, min abiza, from plunder, min hashidafain, from wind blast, min ayirakain, from crops turning dry and white, and mikomine peronius, hamasrakshas boisla oilam, and all kinds of punishments that gather and come to the world. Terem nikravata tana, before they call out, please answer, barchata, oitzer hamagifa. So these were some of the blessings, and in fact, we don't make these blessings anymore, but apparently back in the day, if there would be panim chadashis, you would make it every day. Okay? Could you hear me there? All of them. All of these blessings. Now we're going to talk about the amount of alcohol that they used to drink at the time of the Shiva. Always used to wonder, there are certain cultures that throughout the grieving process, they have a lot of these su'udais, and there's a lot of alcohol at the su'udais. And at first glance, one would think,
We're not one of those.
What?
We're not one of those.
Yeah, that, like, where does the alcohol come in? But look at this gemara. Amar Ula, v'amri lo v'masisa tanu. Ula said, and some say it was taught in a braisa, Asara koisais tiknu chachamim v'beis ha'evel. The rabbis enacted to drink 10 cups of wine in the house of the mourner. Most people, they drink 4 cups of wine, they'll say there. Their mamish, kiliroi ses atzmai kilu yatsami mitzrayim. 10 cups of wine. Shloisha kaidem achil kedei leftachas mnei meyav. Three before the meal to whet the appetite. Shloisha b'teich achil kedei lishos achil shemeyav. Three during the meal to soak the food in the intestines. V'arba la'achar achila. And four after eating. Echad keneged hazan. One keneged the first blessing of Berachas Hamazon. Echad keneged Berachas Aretz. One keneged the second blessing of Berachas Hamazon. Echad keneged Bani Yisrael. One keneged the third. The echad keneged hatov amitiv. And one keneged the fourth blessing, that's Drabanan. And they said, you know what? 10 cups of wine is really not enough. Hayisifu aleihem arba. They added 4 cups of wine. You know, once you have 10, the extra 4 is not going to be a big deal. Echad keneged chazani eir, one cup of wine for the shamashim of the city, those who were involved in burying the dead. The echad keneged parnasei eir, and one keneged the supporters of the city who pay for a burial. The echad keneged beis hamikdash, one keneged the beis hamikdash. They were misaking a blessing of consolation that Hashem should console us from our mourning over the beis hamikdash. Echad keneged Ram Gamliel, one keneged Ram Gamliel, the Gemara will explain. Now they drank though these 4 cups extra and they became drunk. 10 cups is, you know, who can't, you know, between me and you, Alan, who can't hold 10 cups of wine? But 14, that's beyond the pale. So they brought it back to the good old days when they weren't so into the alcohol and they only had 10 cups of wine. My Rabban Gamliel, what? Why does Rabban Gamliel get his own cup of wine? They don't give a cup to every rabbi. What's so special about Rabban Gamliel that he got his own cup of wine? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Here's what Rabban Gamliel did. At first, the burial was more difficult for the relatives than the death because it was so expensive. They dressed him up. They had to bring in a custom suit, and then they had to make him a custom shirt and with a nice handkerchief in the pocket and a gold watch. I mean, by the time they finished bedecking him and dressing him up, they had to take out a mortgage. And the burial was more difficult than the death. People would just throw the dead on the street and run away because they couldn't deal with the burial expenses. And he accorded his own burial with very simple arrangements. He was taken out in linen garments. And then after his example, people started spending less. They didn't feel that they had to go out all out on this occasion. And the minog after Ram Gamliel was people would be buried in linen, and people were not expecting so much money. People were not expecting to do it in such a high class way. So, in deference to Ram Gamliel's great act, saving the Jewish people from this expense, we give Ram Gamliel's own cup of wine. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, "For idna nowadays, nahoig alma. The custom is afilu betsarda barzuza, even with a canvas garment that's not only worth a dinar." Ram Gamliel basically saved the day because of Ram Gamliel. He made burials affordable, and now it's much easier for the family. Now they don't have to deal with death and financial difficulty. Now they could focus on the avelos, and because of Gamliel's altruistic act, where he accorded himself in a simple way, now Klal Yisrael does not have this overburdening of an expense. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Bez Hashem, tomorrow, next week, the most famous blot maybe in Shas, Daf Tes. The most lumdish blot in Shas, okay? So gird your loins, you know. Get ready. Maybe look it over Shabbos. Maybe take a look at some of these Toisvasin. But this Daf Tes, if you came down to this world to learn Daf Tes, it was a trip well worth it. Okay? Okay, everyone.
Hey, Rabbi, I have a question if you don't mind.
Sure.
It's just striking me when it says that the linen garments are plain because over in 59B, I think relatively in Kasubos, it's talking about if you want to make your wife look more attractive, then dress her in linen, which makes it seem like that would be something that's more expensive or something.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
You're saying linen is a higher class garment? Okay, I hear that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.